Oh, glory, glory, glory. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, Paul says, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I wouldn't have you ignorant. I won't have you ignorant. That's what he said. So, believers, be quick, please. Believers ought not to be misinformed or uninformed about the things of the Spirit. You know what? You don't outgrow them. You don't outgrow them. And some of us, we've abandoned them because of the kind of job we do, because of the kind of things we're engaged in. Because you're a doctor doesn't mean you don't lay hands on the sick. Praise God. Because you're a pharmacist doesn't mean you don't open blind eyes. You don't allow the information from the world to stifle the things of the Spirit. Don't outgrow them. You can't outgrow them. I won't have you ignorant. Ignorant. Praise the Lord. A local church is a place where the Word of God, the written Word, is given first place, taught, and practiced. And then the Holy Ghost is given free course, both in the leading and in the demonstration. In other words, a pastor must always teach the leadings of the Spirit and the flow of the Spirit as the gifts of the Spirit. They're not events. They're things that ought to be the practice of the local church. You know, the first major church service we know that we're about is Acts 2, 1 to 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, never talk down on the move of the Holy Ghost. Don't do it. I'm not saying there are no excesses. There'll be, but as you talk about the excess, talk about the real ones. Never talk down on the move of the Holy Ghost. That people get astonished at the move of the Holy Ghost doesn't make it wrong. On the day of Pentecost, they called them names. But that was the Holy Ghost. He has no human pattern that he follows. He is the Spirit of God. He is God. And so you must put that in place. You must also have friends who give room for the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and the leading of the Spirit. A local church should be led by the Spirit of God. Don't follow vogues. Don't do programs because people are doing the programs. Don't set up a project because people are doing it. Don't start a poor people's foundation because people are doing it. Be led by the Spirit of God. And sometimes when you don't know what's going on, just pray. When you pray, look at Acts 13. Prophets and teachers in the church at Antioch. One of them was Paul and Barnabas. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. In other words, you can seek the Lord in prayer. And you will receive His leading. Don't plan church like a business venture. Some are doing it, and it's fine. But I'll never do it. I'll never ever do it. What's the Holy Ghost telling you to do? What are you led by the Spirit of God to do? So the local church, the written word is emphasized and taught and practiced. And because of the written word, we give room for the demonstrations of the Holy Ghost and the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't plant churches everywhere. because you feel there are needs everywhere. There will always be needs. But there's a need of the leading of the Spirit. What God might ask you to do, you won't ask Him to do. Even though He sent you to all the world. Everybody is sent to all the world. Don't follow people's patterns. Follow the leading of the Spirit. I know pastors, a pastor who told me that God told him not to use flyers and invite people or go on the media. And I believe him. But that doesn't make sense. But that's what God told him. That's what God told him. Kenneth Hagin said the Lord told him the two ways I'm going to get the message that is on your lips out of the world. The printed page and the radio. That's why he never had a TV program. That's what God told him. Doesn't mean anybody who does TV is wrong. No, but that's just what God told him. Just stay with what he told you. Don't start writing books because people are writing books. Now, the fact that he's selling doesn't mean God told you to do it. After all, people sell soft sell magazines. They even sell X-rated magazines. And it's bought by others. So you ensure that you follow the leading of the Spirit. What's God telling you to do? If you start a meeting, maybe God asks you to do a convention. And then somehow it looks like it's out of fashion. People are doing something else. No, stay with what he told you. Do what he told you. Hallelujah. All our conventions, I pray. Lord, how do you want the first sessions to look like? The second, he gave us a pattern. What we should do. And we stick to it. We stick to it. There was a year, I did something else. And he told me to ask you to do this. This was some 14 years ago. Did I ask you to do this? I said, no. Then why did you do it? I really regretted that day. Why I did it. You need to stay with the plan. Hallelujah. A church full of the Word and full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Word and full of the Holy Ghost. Don't let people pressurize you to walk out of that plan. Stay with it. You know what I found out? You see, it's lack of persuasion that makes people say, people will not get blessed. People will not receive it. It's not true. Have you even stayed long enough to know that? Look at some very strange denominations who twist the Bible like rope. They've been around for years. And they're in millions. You know why? They stayed with what they believed. So it's hogwash to say you won't reach the world. It's not true. Stay with what God told you. If someone can stay with a lie for hundreds of years, Jehovah's Witness, they twist the Bible. Jesus isn't deity. But they are in millions. You know why? They stayed. Islam doesn't believe that Christ died for our sins. How much more you with the Holy Ghost? With the message of faith and power? Then you chicken out. You start giving excuses why you must compromise. Don't compromise. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. A church full of the Word and full of the Holy Ghost. Stay with that plan. Hallelujah. And as you do it, you will see all the ministry gifts in full operation. You see it in full operation. The days of half measure is gone. The days of seeing it in bits and pieces, they are gone. As you stay strong, you see it in full measure. Full measure. Someone say full measure. Full measure means you will see it in all its strength. Full measure. You know, you teach the word in full measure. Full measure. Full measure. People will not mistake who you are. Because you will be in full measure. The days of half measure is gone. For you'll have the full measure. Full measure. In its full measure.